clearly what's going on. Why did he come? He came to bring man to God. That is why he came. And a lot of people get bogged down with the first standing, Jesus Christ, and never move on to the second standing, that is the power of the Holy Spirit. They get bogged down. But Jesus Christ came not for himself. He came to reveal the Father. I don't speak for myself. Whatever I do is not what I do. They're not my words. They are God's. What I say is what God would say. What I do is they are doing his works in me. He came to reveal the Father. The book of the Gospels, you don't see Jesus Christ. That's what the book of Revelation is that we're getting ready to start here pretty soon. The book of Revelation is that. The Gospels are not a revealing of Christ. What we're getting is a revealing of God. And it is so important. What manner, what kind of God do you have? It's a vital question. You answer people how to be saved, how to be spiritual, how to receive blessings, eternity future, what's going to happen at death, what's going to happen. That's your view of God. A lot of times we get so oriented to man and me and self and sin. But people, when you explain these things and answer these things, we're giving people our view of God. And the reason that God sent the two standings, the standing of the Son and then the standing of the Spirit, he sent his Son to bring man to him, reconcile man to him. He sent his Spirit to bring us to him experientially, his Son positionally and eternally. But so many people get bogged down, and I'm using that word because I hope it does sort of prick your soul a little bit, and you have to think about it. Don't just abandon it. Think about it. We get bogged down with Jesus, and therefore never move to the Holy Spirit. And some people think they are because they get charismatic about it. Others don't just think it all happens some mysterious way, and others are scared of him and all the rest of it, having fellowship with him. We never move to that. It's just like the Jews. We're not unlike the Jews. Here are the Jews at the time Jesus Christ came. So here comes God, becomes man in the person of Jesus, and we studied the names a couple weeks ago, Jesus Christ. They both really mean the same thing. Now, the Jews said, no, we don't need you. We can go straight to God. And therefore, they rejected trusting Jesus Christ in order to get to God. Now, the church does basically the same thing. God sent now his Spirit. Just over here, he sent his Son. Now he sends us his Spirit. And what many in the church who are saved, they say, no, we don't need to walk by faith in you. We have Jesus Christ. Just as they said, no, we have already our relationship with God. Now, we walk by faith in the Spirit. He takes us and makes Christ a reality in our life, transforms us into his image, and therefore taking us to God the Father. All three members of the Godhead are strongly involved in this entire procedure. So we get the privilege of being ambassadors. That is, encouraging man to have a relationship with God. And I'd like to read it again, but we read it last week, so I won't do it. Here is the real objective. It's not with Jesus Christ. And I want to say that hoping it'll cause you to think a few moments. It's not with Jesus Christ. Why did he come? He came to bring us to the Father.